the executive director of the Connecticut Data Collaborative, Michelle Reardon Nold. And Michelle, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, just as an overview, Michelle, because some people might not know, what is the Connecticut Data Collaborative?
The Connecticut Data Collaborative is a public-private partnership, and we advocate for the public availability of open and accessible data to help drive planning, policy, and budgeting decisions in Connecticut at all levels of government, state, regional, and local.
And the data obviously is important because I would guess if you're making a decision and you have dependable data, that's going to aid in making that decision, isn't it?
That's right. That's what we hope for.
Now, you've got a big event, a Connecticut Data Conference, this coming Friday, December 9th. How about talking about that?
Sure, yeah. So our conference is on Friday at the Lyceum in Hartford, and it's called Counting What Matters, Better Data for Better Policy in Connecticut. It's an all-day event. It goes from 8:30 to 4. And so we have a lot of different sessions focused on many different topics relevant to state policy, such as migration, who's really migrating in Connecticut, education equity. We have a panel on regionalism. We have a panel on data-driven advocacy for racial justice. Another panel on counting the homeless, real change and progress using data. And finally, we have a keynote speaker at the end of the day, Dr. Jacob Hacker, professor of political science and director of the Institution for Social and Policy Studies at Yale University, who's going to talk about how to measure and improve well-being and why that's more essential than ever.
Is this open to the public?
It is. Yep, it's free and open to the public.
Do you have to register beforehand, or can you show up on Friday morning?
Well, you can show up, but we do like people to register before.
Sure.
If you go to ctdata.org, you can register on our homepage. There's a link that will take you to a survey, monkey registration sheet. So we do encourage people to register before, just so we know how many are coming.
Now, at this conference, you're going to launch, that is, CT Data is going to launch its latest initiative. How about talking about that?
Right, yes. So we're launching the CT Data Academy. In our work with nonprofits and organizations across the state, what we noticed is that the prevalence of data and more data being used by organizations, there's a need for to help increase data literacy and capacity within organizations. So the Academy will be our education branch of the Data Collaborative. And so our first training will be Data 101, which we'll hold at the training session, but then we're also going to be offering these courses next year in 2017.
Now, as I understand it, this is going to be launched in partnership with the state's chief data officer. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, Tyler Claycamp from he's the state's chief data officer. We're working with him on this initiative, developing curricula together that could be both for outside of state government organizations, but also for state agency personnel.
Give us an example of, for example, a business. How would business be able to take advantage of the CT Data Collaborative, let's say?
Well, I think there's a couple different ways. So often when businesses are making decisions about location or workforce decisions, they're curious about the demographics of towns, economic labor market dynamics in towns. And so we have on our site the CERC town profiles, which allow you to, there are PDF documents that CERC, the Connecticut Economic Resource Center, has always produced that are two-page documents, but we also allow you to compare towns on many different data points. So that is one way that's useful. We also have a business formation portal that takes the Secretary of State's business registration data, and we show by town data on business formations in Connecticut.
You recently wrote a piece, I read it in the Connecticut Post, and you wrote that the Connecticut Data Collaborative is working diligently to breathe life into the state's data. So how do you breathe life into the state's data?
Well, I think doing that is by having these convenings and bringing people together to talk about, you know, like our topic is counting what matters and understanding what are the relevant policy issues and do we have the data to support and help guide those decisions. So it's through the convenings that we hold. We hold bi-monthly forums. We've had two on migration. It's through the website allowing the public to have access to relevant data. And that's how we try and ground all decisions and bring life to data.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, behind the data, behind these numbers, are people, right?
That's right, and that's very important. I think sometimes we, as myself included, as data users, you just see it as numbers, but it is. These are real people who, and lives who are being impacted by decisions that are based on data.
What do you foresee the future being in collecting all this data, particularly with the technology advancing in a nanosecond to collect all of this information?
I think it's just we just have the tools that are available are constantly changing and are more powerful. So, you know, I think it's you know, important for everyone to realize sort of what's out there and the power of what is available to us.
Now, I know some of this information has to do with the help of the New England Public Policy Center and the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so the New England Public Policy Center did a really interesting study on fiscal disparities in Connecticut and looked at a town's ability to raise revenue and their non-school costs and identified and what they call the fiscal disparity, the capacity to raise revenue versus the underlying costs in towns. And so we took that work. It was a work that was done in conjunction with the Program Review and Investigations Committee. And it was, the data were presented in a report and PDF documents, but we took that data and out of the PDF documents and make it available on our site so that you can see how the data are distributed and through some interactive mapping visualizations and tables and see, you know, what would it look like. COGS are often talked about as a mechanism through which to offer regional services. So if we were organized by COGS, you know, how does that fiscal disparity still exist? Is there still a gap between the capacity to raise revenue and the costs of towns, underlying costs to run services of towns?
And we see this, by the way, as becoming the conversation landscape off of the mayor of Hartford pushing for regionalism.
Yes. He was just in West Hartford talking about regionalism. And we are going to have a panel at our conference discussing, you know, what does regionalism mean? You know, I think there's a whole spectrum of what it can mean from, you know, county government to shared services. I think, you know, the term is thrown around, but not with a lot of clarity in terms of what that actually means. So we're going to talk about that and then also talk about, you know, do we have the data to understand who will benefit? Will there be cost savings? And so we are going to have Bo Zhao from the New England Public Policy Center on our panel talking about his research in this area. And then we also have Representative Steinberg Mayor Leclerc and Chip Beckett. So we have a diversity of opinions around regionalism.
Now, there is the concern that data, that numbers can be bent to be used to advance a particular policy. What can you say to the public to remove that skepticism?
Well, I think that's where our Data Academy initiative really is important, is that our goal is that we all are able to be better consumers of data so that we can, read or see, a presentation of data and know if, the source is good. What type of data are they presenting? Is it administrative data? Is it survey data? Survey data has, margins of error. So if you're presented with one figure, it's not just that one figure. It's the true value lies somewhere in the range. And I think we saw this most recently with our national elections and the polling and surveying, and that, it's very important to understand that, even though they say 72% of respondents say this, it's not actually 72, but that the margin of error is very important there. So, through our Data Academy initiative, we want to raise the bar of everybody so that we can have critical consumers as opposed to skeptic consumers.
Okay. Again, as a recap, how about explaining, Michelle, to our audience once again what's taking place on Friday and how people can attend?
So we're having a conference called Counting What Matters, Better Data for Better Policy in Connecticut. It's taking place at the Lyceum in Hartford on December 9th from 8:30 to 4. And you can go to ctdata.org to register.
Terrific. Michelle, thanks very much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Take care.